Mon shit, Al Bina newspaper. News of the day with Nasser Kandil. The International Criminal Court orders the arrest of Netanyahu and Gallant for war crimes and crimes against humanity. The European commitment to respect the decision sparks American-Israeli hysteria, questions for the Arab world. Resistance halts advances, destroys three tanks in Sham and Khiam, rockets edge Gaza's borders, the political editor wrote. After 6 months of deliberations following a request from the International Criminal Court's prosecutor and nearly 50 appeals, including 30 from the occupying entity, aimed at nullifying the prosecutor Karim Khan's demand, the ICC judges made their decision. They issued arrest warrants for the occupying entity's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his dismissed Defense Minister Yoav Gallant on charges of war crimes and crimes against humanity. In addition, a warrant was issued for Commander Mohammed Daif as charges against the martyred leaders Ismail Haniyeh and Yahya Sinwar were dropped posthumously. The historic ruling immediately became global headline news. The ICC, established by the West ostensibly to prosecute leaders from the global South and East, traces its origins to the post-World War II efforts to hold Nazi Germany accountable for the Holocaust against the European Jews. Ironically, the same court now pursues leaders of the occupying entity, a state long shielded by the West in its narrative of victimhood. Neither the threat of sanctions nor accusations of anti-Semitism deterred the judges from their course, signaling the collapse of the cultural and material tools Western governments have wielded to suppress popular movements and stifle dissent since World War II. The ICC's decision reflects the growing alignment of Western public opinion with the Palestinian cause and serves as a moral indictment of US vetoes in the Security Council that have repeatedly obstructed justice. Western public sentiment not only emboldened the ICC, but also pressured European governments, traditionally aligned with the occupying entity, to accept the ruling. France, Britain, Spain, Ireland, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Italy announced their readiness to execute the court's decision should the accused set foot on their soil. Meanwhile, hysteria swept through both the US and the occupying entity, with threats, warnings, and accusations of anti-Semitism filling the airwaves. In the region, the fate of negotiations between the US envoy and Netanyahu remains uncertain, overshadowed by escalating battlefield developments. On the ground, resistance forces delivered decisive blows, destroying three tanks in Shama and Khiam and preventing further advances. Resistance rockets and drones continue to target frontline settlements where the occupying forces are stationed, with strikes recorded in Nahariya and the Hatzor Air Base near Ashdod, over 150 kilometers from Gaza's borders. This shift underscores that the true arena for negotiation lies not in diplomatic corridors, but on the battlefield, where resistance shapes the terms of engagement through fire.